You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, the chief trader at Kratos Capital in Johannesburg. Greg, it has been a busy day, both results-wise, both fallout-wise from Friday and last week, with economic and corporate data coming thick and fast throughout last week, in fact, culminating in Friday. We did mention it on the opening this morning, but just give us a brief description of what people came to their desks with, fresh in their minds, if you like.
Yes, I mean, I think still reeling from the two big blows from Friday, Aspen, which got clobbered down. More or less, the share price more or less fell to the lows about 50%. So we were watching that one today. It actually closed up about 1.2%, 102.49, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it's encouraging that the share price has stopped falling. And the other one, which had brokers worried over the weekend, was Tongaat. That continued its downward spiral, done another 19% to 17.75. So with that sort of background, we sort of always watching the next set of results. You know, market a little bit shell-shocked after all the negative news.
I'd say so. And the market had more to digest this morning because we've had results out from AVI, Old Mutual, Absa. And there was a couple of others that came through. Sea Harvest, not one we ever look at, but we both enjoy a slice of fish now and again. And there was also Rand Merchant Investment Holdings, I think. But anyway, let's get to the big ones and start with Old Mutual. Very confusing to me. I said that to you this morning. I said it to David Shapiro this afternoon. I'll say it again. But the share price, having opened on the defensive, then started to get some serious stick in the afternoon.
Yeah, it's one of the fallers of the day. Down 5.5%, 20.59. It's a sad state of affairs. When the share's down 5%, it doesn't really lift that many eyebrows. I suppose the first time we've seen it, you know, unbundled from Quilter, the Nedbank parts unbundled, and a pure insurance play, and, you know, sort of recession feel, people cutting back on that type of spending. So the share down 1.20. I think some expectations were disappointed in the market. So I think that's what's pushed the stock lower. As the afternoon drew on, the selling intensified.
I think one of the things is about a pure insurance play is that if you're going to, if times are good and an insurance salesman comes around to your office and says, Mr. Davies, can I interest you in this fantastic new product that I've got from a very old firm? So you've got the new product plus 170 or 150 year old history. You think, oh, I'm a bit flush at the moment. Let's do it. The first sign of stress in the Greg Davies balance sheet and income statement, you say, maybe I should just curtail that, or I'll put it on hold for a while. It's a grudge purchase always, whether you're rich or poor. And if times become a little bit stressed, that's the first thing you cull.
Yes, the first thing you cull. And something you sort of learn over the years, the market is different cycles. It sometimes happens when interest rates start to go up. That's when people go, well, the bond is X, but now, you know, and it could go up to this level. Where can we cut back to make our bond payments? And it's usually with unnecessary insurance and people cutting things down to the bone.
Yeah, indeed. Absa, a really pedestrian performance. It doesn't matter whether you have a look at it from an IFRS or IFRS point of view or from a normalized point of view. These were really sort of flat results, flat to slightly lower in many cases.
Yeah, and that reflected in the share price down R5.35, down 3%. Again, a case similar to Old Mutual with the selling intensified into the close. The share price finishing on its lows today, R167. So his banks have given up a lot. If you look back into the Ramaphosa euphoria, which was around about this time last year, share was closer to R195. So 12 months, it's given up a lot of ground. And a couple of hard truths being laid bare. There's a lot of money to be spent restructuring the group. They've got rid of Maria Ramos. Not sure if that's really helping. Perhaps they've kitchen sinked a lot of details there, but it'll be interesting to see how the share performs from here. Just in general, banks feel like they're a little bit out of favor, even with international investors.
Okay, AVI, their numbers, that's a consumer goods company. It's a retail company, and they've all been under enormous pressure. How did it perform after those numbers that were released around about 7:30 this morning?
Yeah, almost the opposite way. It had quite a strong close, up 1.4%, finished at R91.99, up around 30. So that's encouraging. Into 11 o'clock, the stock was sold off. I think people had time. The presentation probably sat down, you know, asked questions of management, and that brought some confidence and some buyers in the afternoon.
Sea Harvest Group Limited, this is going to challenge you. I know you're very, very good at codes, but you don't often speak to me about Sea Harvest. Its revenue was up 21%. Its results came out at 4 o'clock this afternoon, and these are year-end results to December.
Yes, it came out at 4 o'clock. The share price down 1.1%, 13.64. As you say, not a share that does a lot of volume. Just looking at the volume on the day, 2,300 shares, that's 30,000 rand, so it's really, really thin. And that's been a problem with these smaller caps, is there's no liquidity, and if they don't fit into an ETF, then they get completely overlooked. It's a sad state of affairs for these smaller, it's a 4 billion rand company, but still relatively small.
4 billion rand is, I think, twice the market capitalization of Tongaat Hulett, which you were speaking about earlier, and we'll talk about the big winners and losers, obviously Tongaat being one of those today, down around about 20%. There was another company that came out with results today, Greg, and I think it was part of the Rand Merchant stable, and I'm just looking for now. Rand Merchant Investment Holdings Limited, summarized audited results for the 6 months ended 31st of December.
Yes, that whole stable action. In fact, MMI reported today.
Yes.
As well, MMI up 5.7%.
So there's been differing performances from these insurance companies. I noticed that Sanlam was dragged down with Old Mutual, but MMI, on the occasion of its results, doing well. That's quite peculiar.
Well, I think Sanlam perhaps ran a little bit ahead of itself, up 3.8%, down 3.8% for the day, but it had been running into the 80s. And so maybe there was a bit more expectation on Sanlam, share down 3 rand, but 76 rand 22, so about 10 rand off the recent highs.
Okay, Greg, let's have a look at those top five up and down now, if we can. And let's start with, because it's been a sort of a negative afternoon, let me just refresh my sharenet.co.za page here and have a look at those movers. MC Group. Now, if you'd been away for a couple of months, you wouldn't know what that is, but it's, of course, MultiChoice, correct?
Yes, I mean, that was probably the most fascinating move of the day. The share passed nearly 6%, 112.95 rand. And also, that's the one that was last week, Wednesday, was the week before, unbundled out of NustPass. And NustPass then gave up 100 rand a share, and MultiChoice traded around 100, dipped into the 90s. Difficult to find an explanation, but perhaps the people which wanted to sell the first 2 weeks have done their selling. I know the guys at Anchor Capital put out quite a positive report on it, saying, you know, don't follow the herd out of this one. It's still cash generative. It's going to start paying nice dividends from 2020. So encouraging to see that share price all the way back. So you've stayed long, NustPass and MultiChoice on the unbundling. The reason for doing the unbundling is becoming clearer and beneficial to all the shareholders now.
Could it be that this unbundling was perceived incorrectly by the market in the first few days, and now they're starting to say, wait a second, this was a bargain below 100, and up we go, similar to the Goldfields unbundling, for example?
Yes, it's almost sort of a type of feel where you think there's some sort of artificial intelligence that doesn't really look below the surface at these things. They're holding nice pairs to get exposure to 10 cents. They get unbundled the MultiChoice. The algorithm says, but we don't want to own this. We want to be exposed to 10 cents. Sell it. And that puts selling pressure the last 2 weeks. And then suddenly when that selling's finished and people go, the stock's a bargain, then the rational thinking pushes the share price to the correct levels.
What an absurd, absurd world we live in, Greg. Gone are the days when a young, fresh-faced Greg Davies in his early 20s used to get given a slip of paper by somebody. He'd used to go up and tap someone else on the shoulder and say, excuse me, Chief, can I buy 1,000 Lorraine from you, or whatever the number was. Simple days.
I really do miss it. At the time, you know, I was always working for smaller firms, and you felt a little bit bullied, and you couldn't wait for screen trading to come along, and you said, I'll show these big guys how to trade. And afterwards, you look back, I suppose, like everything in life, and think, you know, that was actually a lot more fun than clicking the mouse all day here.
CML up 3.6%, MTN up 3.4%, RCL up 3.2%, complete the top five on ShareNet. Any stories there, or just routine stuff?
Well, I mean, that MTN's a really interesting story, really, because just before the results, which was last week, Thursday, the share price was under pressure, 75, 76 rand. Nothing's really changed. They gave us, obviously, the results were better than was indicated in the trading update. I thought the trading update was unfairly vague. There might have been a short squeeze, but now the big thing on the horizon for MTN is the 26th of March, a court case involving the amount of $2 billion US dollars in tax, which Nigerian tax authorities are claiming should be paid. But the share price starting to tell you that that may be going their way. I think Rob Schutte gave a very, very strong presentation. And the market's rewarding MTN, you know, by moving the share back into the 90s. These are levels we haven't seen. Even after the 8 billion case was resolved in December, the share price stuck around 85, 86 rand. So definitely having its best patch so far this year.
On the downside, Old Mutual, we've already mentioned that, down 5.5%. Anglo Gold Ashanti down 5%. Sibanye nearly 5% weaker. True West down 4%. Sanlam, already mentioned that as well, down 3.9%. Old Mutual, forget about that one, already covered. Anglo Gold and Sibanye. Is it the gold price? Is it the slightly stronger rand? Any news?
You know, I've asked a few analysts today on Sibanye because it's one of my favorites, and it's really been clattered down 5%. And someone will say, you know, locally, obviously, we've had a situation where it looks like the cost of oil certainly is going to be a case, the cost of electricity almost up 15%. And, you know, people pointing out, you know, especially these local mines are huge users of electricity. And so maybe the market pricing that in as well. The Rand 1435, gold's around $5 down, but nothing dramatic. And with Sibanye, you've got to look at the palladium price as well. See, that's up about $4. So nothing's really changed. The sentiment towards Sibanye for some reason just not as positive as it has been so far this year.
Greg, I'm going to give you the numbers, and then something has happened since we've been speaking. From formerly very well-liked company that fell out of favour in the last couple of years. But let me give you the numbers, brought to you by sharenet.co.za. The numbers aren't exactly precise, but not because of them, but because we round them up or down. Banks on the JSE today down 1.1%, financials down 1.25%, industrial shares 0.9% weaker, retailers down 1.1%, resources up a third, gold shares down 3.25%, platinum's up a third, all share just up a bit, just under 0.2% higher to 55,581. And the value traded, that's okay, I suppose, 14.8 billion. Dollar rand, 14.35. British pound against the rand, 18.77. Euro rand, 16.13. Euro dollar, 112.45. Gold price down 5 to $1,293 an ounce, platinum $7 weaker at $8.11, and the oil price $66.18 per barrel for the front month Brent crude, up 62 cents per barrel. As the JSE closed, Dow Jones and FTSE both up 0.25%. Famous Brands, voluntary performance update and trading statement, Greg Davies, came out at 5:15.
Yeah, you always worry when these things come out a little bit after the close, and they're hoping all the brokers are sitting in the pub and no one's going to notice. I'm just reading through here. In the interim, it's appropriate to provide shareholders with a brief voluntary performance update.
Yeah, SA, while you're looking through it yourself, while strong organic growth was reported by the group's leading brands in South Africa for the first 6 months of the current financial year, trading slowed down over the latter 6 months, with the group's traditional peak holiday period results specifically failing to meet management's expectations. So a tale of two halves. That's an interesting story. People just going into their shells in the last 6 months.
Yes, I think that's what the takeaway from this is. Excuse the pun.
No, person pardon the pun.
The problem has always been envisioned the great burger company, the GBK, that they completely overpaid for in the UK. But what I'm reading here is that's also a problem which they've made clear. But now they're making it clear that in SA they've had a slowdown as well, and this is a theme which we've seen here. People didn't go out in Christmas and spend a lot at restaurants and at Checkers and so on. So just indicating a slowdown. So sort of the market can brace itself for more bad news here.
Furthermore, in the 16 weeks to the 24th of February 2019, GBK, Gourmet Burger Kitchen, traded ahead of the market, says here, reporting an increase in like-for-like sales of 4%. Maybe the worst is over, because that really has been a ball and chain.
Yes, it's off such a low base.
Yeah.
You know, it's just another case where the South African company rushed in there. And, you know, you thought they'll be all right as long as they keep selling hamburgers here in Johannesburg. But
They're nice burgers. They're really good burgers, but they don't distinguish themselves. And the interior of the shop that I was in Notting Hill, it really wasn't something I'd say I have to go back there. Whereas I think if I went to – the first time I ever went to a Nando's, I always said, I've got to go back there because that was such fun and so delicious.
Yeah, it was just brilliant marketing on Nando's. I think it's – it's hard to replicate that really when you're in a space where it's quite a traditional food really. So just everybody, and especially in New York, and it's just hamburger places on every corner at the moment.
Greg, we'll speak again. If it's a busy opening, we'll have the opening as we always do on a Monday and not often on a Tuesday, but we'll see what happens. Be interesting to see how famous brands open. Just one other thing, because we were talking off air, and I want people to recognize that you've changed over the years, just like the JSE has changed. You've got a crystal on your desk, and every time you go into a trade, you rub the crystal. Now, you're not going all weird on us, are you?
Been a bit of a spiritual awakening in the last sort of 6 months, really.
Oh, yeah.
But often just hold the crystal, you know, especially when I'm going long a share, and I say, you know, where's the share going to? And it normally gives
you
me a number.
You talk to the crystal, yeah?
Well, not mentally, though. I don't want to distract the fellow traders here.
Oh, you make a sort of a mental suggestion to the crystal and ask for some advice. And did you get any answers today?
No, didn't put in any particular big trades today. I think I did ask it, what did you think on Aspen? And they're saying one or two issues can be resolved. Can see it back at 120 Rand. So that's the one I'm watching.
Okay, so you got a 20% up from the crystal for Aspen. This does not constitute a trading recommendation. I must put a disclaimer in if you're going to get weirder and weirder. Greg Davies is the chief trader at Kratos Capital. That was the 5 o'clock shadow. Back same time tomorrow.